Alright everyone, welcome back to ADHD Focus. I'm Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of focus, concentration, and yeah, sometimes a little bit of chaos. But hey, that's what makes life interesting, right? Today we're diving into something super important, managing those emotions, especially when that inner rollercoaster seems determined to run 24/7. Ever feel like your emotions are on overdrive? Like one minute you're riding high and the next you're plummeting faster than a rogue rocket launch? Yeah, me too. But trust me, there are ways to tame that emotional beast and gain some control over the ride. Let's be real, folks. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information, deadlines, and expectations. It's like trying to navigate a crowded city street during rush hour. Stressful, chaotic, and there's always someone cutting you off. So it's no wonder that our emotions can get thrown into a frenzy. But here's the thing, managing our emotions isn't just about feeling better, it's about living a more intentional, focused life. Now, I'm not saying we need to become emotionless robots, that sounds kinda boring, right? It's about understanding our emotional landscape and learning how to navigate it with grace and awareness. So, here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional game. First off, awareness is key. You gotta know what those triggers are, the people, places, or even thoughts that send your emotions into overdrive. It's like identifying the landmines in your emotional minefield. Once you know where they are, you can start to plan your route around them. Maybe it's a certain type of social interaction, a particular news topic, or even just the smell of burnt toast, don't judge. Second, give yourself permission to feel those emotions. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. It's like trying to hold back a tsunami, eventually, it's going to break through. Acknowledge your feelings, even the messy ones. Say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling frustrated right now, or, yeah, this situation is making me anxious. Just name it. Third, find healthy coping mechanisms. This is where things get really personal. What works for one person might not work for another. Some people swear by exercise, meditation, journaling, or even just a good old-fashioned vent session with a trusted friend. Experiment and find what helps you calm the storm within. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone has bad days, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Don't beat yourself up for those emotional stumbles. Just dust yourself off and keep moving forward. Finally, seek professional help if you need it. Sometimes, navigating those emotional waters can feel overwhelming, like trying to sail a tiny boat in the middle of a hurricane. And there's absolutely no shame in asking for help. A therapist can provide guidance, support, and tools to help you manage your emotions effectively. Now, let me tell you about this time I was presenting at a conference, and bam! Right in the middle of my talk, my brain decided it was going on strike. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I felt like I was about to combust. In that moment, I took a deep breath, remembered what I'd learned about emotional regulation, and focused on my message. Instead of panicking, I channeled that nervous energy into passion, and you know what? The audience loved it. They could feel the authenticity, the vulnerability, and the connection. So remember, managing emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with awareness, practice, and self-compassion, you can ride that emotional roller coaster like a pro. Here's what we covered today. Recognizing your triggers, allowing yourself to feel, finding healthy coping mechanisms, practicing self-compassion, and knowing when to seek professional help. These are your tools to create a more balanced, focused life, one where those intense emotions don't control you, but rather empower you. Remember, you've got this. And until next time, keep that focus sharp, that calm strong, and those emotions in check. Go out there and make something amazing happen. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.